For this Tuesday, January 21st, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevon Revin reporting them. We start with some news just outside of Posey County as Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry was on USI's campus on Monday to deliver the keynote address at the university's 30th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Luncheon. Mayor Terry is the first woman and first African-American mayor in the city's history. During her speech, Mayor Terry talked about how much progress the city of Evansville has made thanks to pioneers like Dr. King and how much more there is still to be done. The theme for this year's Memorial Luncheon was a blueprint for the future, which highlighted Dr. King's goals for justice, equity, and service for the United States. Mayor Terry talked about how Monday's event fell on the same day as the presidential inauguration, saying despite the division we may see, it is a moment to block out all distractions and focus on the mission at hand. Construction crews are taking down the Kenco building in Mount Vernon. It was badly damaged by an EF3 tornado back in July. It's one of Mead Johnson storage facilities. Officials say after the tornado, Kenco was able to transfer employees to two other Evansville area locations. Recently, construction crews have been out doing demo work on the building. It's still unknown what will exactly happen with the site. Switching to some sports news, the big game from Monday evening was the college football championship game. And the Ohio State Buckeyes defeated the Notre Dame Fighting Irish 34-23. Both teams finished with a 14-2 record. For Ohio State football, it is their ninth national championship and their first since the 2014-2015 season. From the local high school sports scene on Monday night, Mount Vernon boys basketball began play over in the Carmi-White County Tournament and lost to Harrisburg 60-49. The Wildcats are now 5-7 on the season. They will play again in the Carmi-White County Tournament on Thursday against Fairfield. North Posey girls basketball got beat at home last night by North Knox 66-32. The Lady Vikings dipped to 11-6 overall. They play again this evening at home against Princeton, with the JV game set to start at 5:30, and the varsity game will follow at 7 o'clock. You can hear the varsity game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Also coming up tonight in local high school basketball, the Mount Vernon girls team is home against Memorial. The JV game tips at 5:30, and the varsity game is at 7 o'clock. USI men's basketball junior guard Damani Harrison has been recognized by the Ohio Valley Conference as the Conference Player and Newcomer of the Week. The awards are the first of Harrison's career and the first for USI men's basketball since the 2022-23 season. Harrison also is the first Screaming Eagle to win both the Player and Newcomer of the Week awards since Trevor Lakes did back in December of 2022. In the two games at Liberty Arena on campus last week, Harrison averaged a team-best 26 points per game, posting a season-high 26 points in the win over Lindenwood and also Western Illinois. He also was second on the team with 8 rebounds per contest. For the season, Harrison is second on the team with 14.9 points per game and third on the Eagles with 5.2 rebounds per contest. He is shooting 45% from the field. Harrison and the Eagles, who are 8-10 overall and 3-5 in the conference, are on the road this week visiting SIU Edwardsville on Thursday at 7:30 and Eastern Illinois on Saturday at 3:30. Coming up this evening in men's college basketball, 11th-ranked Purdue is home against Ohio State at 6:30. The Boilermakers have won 7 straight games as they are 15-4 on the year and 7-1 in the Big Ten. 25th-ranked Illinois heads to SMU for an 8 o'clock battle. The Cardinals have won 8 straight games and are 14-5 overall and 7-1 in the ACC. That wraps up your news and sports for this Tuesday, January 21st. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevon Redman. Have a great Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.